shifting in European capitals on whether U.S. President Donald Trump is likely to serve a second term as U.S. president. The consensus in Europe ahead of last week's midterm elections was that he would most likely serve only one term in the White House. But the expanded Republican majority in the Senate is prompting a reconsideration that in turn is leading some European officials to argue that they will not be able to wait it out for 2 years for a return to business as usual with more traditional Washington. But they need to rethink now about the best approach to adopt towards a U.S. leader who largely sees foreign policy as a zero-sum game and is unsentimental about traditional American allies. An outbreak of violence in Gaza prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Paris. Reuters, Emily Wither.
The aftermath of a botched Israeli undercover operation in the Gaza Strip. Hamas, the dominant armed group in Gaza, say the strikes were intended as cover for the retreat of a car used by the Israeli troops. In response, Palestinians fired 17 rockets into southern Israel. Hamas say the Israeli actions are a blow to efforts to broker a ceasefire. In an apparent attempt to defuse tensions, the Israeli military said the special forces had not been dispatched to assassinate Hamas commanders, a tactic that has in the past sparked previous outbreaks in fighting. Neither side appears eager to escalate a wider conflict, but the violence still brought Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu scurrying to catch the next flight home, cutting short an official visit to Paris.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Italy says that it's confident that the strongman who rules eastern Libya, Khalifa Haftar, would attend a peace summit. That's according to the Italian officials preparing to open the conference. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has killed